Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Ethnic Cleansing by Lisa Jones. Thank you for listening.
That's it. Okay. Good. Here she blows. And it's a... she indeed. Well, Mrs. Kravitz, you have a baby... baby girl.
A girl. Oh, I was praying for a girl. Oh, can I hold her?
Okay. Here's the little one.
Come to mother. That's it. Mother's baby girl. But this is a mistake. This can't be. This...
This is the voice of reason, objectivity, and truth.
And this is the voice of mirth.
And we are speaking to you from the heartland.
America, the beautiful, the unsoiled.
Our story tonight involves a little snafu.
Of sorts.
At a sperm bank, of all places.
Heavens, really?
Not long ago, in the not-so-distant past, a young couple was married.
It was a beautiful wedding.
3 short but blissful months later, fate dealt a cruel blow. The husband fell victim to a rare disease that would leave him infertile and eventually rob him of his life.
Imagine.
So, to ensure their bond of love would be eternal, the husband made a deposit at a sperm bank.
Wise.
He died soon after.
Oh, a pity.
And true to the wishes of her husband, on the first anniversary of his death, the wife asked to be impregnated by his sperm.
Honorable.
And 9 months hence, delivered a healthy... well, how can I say this discreetly?
Negro.
This is true. The baby came out...
black.
In other words, it wasn't his.
The sperm bank blamed the doctor who implanted the sperm.
And the doctor blamed the woman, accusing her of laying with another man.
Which she denied, understandably.
In other words, it was a mysterious state of affairs. A woman...
a perfectly white woman...
had been impregnated by sperm she believed to be her husband.
Her perfectly white husband.
And ended up with a child that was neither perfectly white nor her husband's. Or maybe...
ooh. Shudder to think.
The child was his. Or worse, the child was some... amateur experiment in genetic engineering gone afoul.
The National Federation of Sperm Banks will begin a new policy of segregating sperm by race to avoid any of the concerns raised in the Kravitz and Baby N case.
Good morning. America's talking with Faye Bayo. May I have my second caller on the line?
Yes. Faye?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Hello, good
Hello?
Morning.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Faye. I'm a homemaker from Towanda, Pennsylvania, and I can't tell you how worried I am about this business of babies out of a pure white lady popping up black. I knew that Kravitz lady was only the tip of the iceberg. Look at this. Now the same business in Kansas, Utah, Wisconsin? I think it's the water supply myself. The water is turning average Americans into Negroes.
Talking Drum here with your beacon of black truth, Kwame Heath. We've got a brother from T-Neck on the line.
Ho, tip, brother. You got me? You got me?
Yes, brother, yeah. You are.
Good, Kwame, okay, yeah. This is clearly a case of the chickens coming home to roost.
Oh, now you mean to roost, don't you, brother?
No, brother, I mean to roost. White folks been running around doing the-do with Africans since the dawn of civilization and then some. And if they think those kind of proclivities don't catch up with folks, they got another thing coming. Black blood rises. And what's happening now is just some black blood rising up in white folks. Ain't no mystery. I expect they all be turning black soon.
Megan, I'm not kidding. The child looked perfectly healthy, blonde, with all her parts, and well, the mother wasn't a crack addict or anything, but I don't know, just the idea of it. Buying a child on the street for $300? I mean, well, it was two blocks from Bloomingdale's.
Lynn, do you know what a bargain you passed up? What? The international black market for white babies is raking in a killing these days. I hear even the church has been auctioning bastards out of those convent orphanages and for who knows what, zillions of dollars? I mean, let's face it, we'll all be scrounging flea markets for white babies pretty soon.
High prices paid for carefully screened, excellent quality donor sperm. Call 1-800-WHITE. That's 1-800-WITE, Saxon Cryobank, where every sperm is guaranteed white and able-bodied.
ABC News, Mrs. Kravitz. We want Mrs. Kravitz.
Mrs. Kravitz. Mrs. Kravitz. Mrs. Kravitz. Is your husband really black, Mrs. Kravitz? Is that the issue?
Mrs. Kravitz, Jenny Mitchell, Channel 2 News. What is your reaction to the court's decision today to acquit both the doctor and the sperm bank?
Well, I certainly didn't commit any indiscretion, if that's what you're trying to imply. Obviously, this is much larger than me. What if some black mad scientist has been secretly tampering with sperm bank specimens out of some, I don't know, crazy black supremacy scheme? Like replacing all the vials with his own sperm? I mean, how else could this really happen? Those people are still mad at us over slavery, you know.
Welcome to Fairflaxen Identity Labs, where genetics is much more than child's play. long before these troubling days of low white fertility rates, we began pioneering genetic research in race control and preservation.
In a move that harks back to the 1940s, the Defense Department has issued a directive ordering that blood taken from white donors must not be mixed with that of black donors. Hospitals and blood banks will begin to segregate blood immediately.
I love you, Antonio, more than life itself, but before we get married, I must ask you this.
Anything, my love.
Are you certifiably white?
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. We're ready. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks for waiting, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great honor to present our founder and guide, Mr. Blackhead Powell, president of the new Anglo-Saxon Clubs of America.
First and foremost, we want to thank you and our gracious friends at the Right to White Life Lobby for all of your support and getting the Racial Integrity Act of 1996 before Congress. We'll trust they'll do the white thing. Seriously, good people, they warned us about the browning of America, but no one told us about the blacking of America. There's a great black cloud hovering near today and threatening to envelop us. And that cloud is racial amalgamation. Our mission, blessed by the Lord himself, ladies and gentlemen, is to prevent the American people from being replaced by an alien or Negro stock. Whether it be by miscegenation, spontaneous or willful, immigration, or overly high birth rates among undesirables. We do insist, however, that these policies be undertaken in a humanitarian and liberal spirit, as we are definitely and explicitly opposed to racial prejudice.
Yeah, we want freedom. We want freedom now.
That's
yeah,
right.
Freedom now.
All right now, people. Yes, freedom. Don't it smell good? Kazi Benny King, the Sun King knows how you feel. Yes, I do. Shamed and hunted down in your own country. A country that was built. I said built on your blood, sweat, and tears.
Brother Sun King.
These white devils are going the way of the dinosaurs, and they like to blame us for it. Well, no, brothers and sisters. We don't have to stand for the dirty dealings of the devil any longer. No, sir. We won't mix with his love and less stock any longer. We don't have to eat his dirty meat and hunger after his knock-kneed woman any longer. We are going back to our motherland. Yes, sir. The Sun Nation has the ticket out. Yes, sir. Hurry! Buy your ticket and catch that slow and steady boat home.
All right.
This is the voice of reason, objectivity, and truth.
And this is the voice of mirth.
Are you enjoying our story? Are you wondering now what happened to the child? The little offspring Kravitz known to us as Baby N?
Actually,
Baby N's mother, Mrs. Kravitz, became quite a celebrity on the Right to White Life circuit. She championed the right
of perfectly white people
to be assured of the race of their children. And while Mrs. Kravitz was out making speeches and signing autographs, little colored Baby N, 2 years old now, stayed home with her nanny.
Her black nanny.
It was believed that when Baby N was all of a sudden missing, that it was the black nanny who stole her away to the Sun Nation.
Oh, no, no, no! What's this madness? The devils keep the poor child locked up in the house without a name other than Baby N. What's this? We claim the child. We baptize the child, Angela.
Baby N. Angela Kravitz remained a captive of the Sun Nation until she was confiscated by the federal government and sent to the Fairflaxen Identity Labs, where she expired at the tender age of 2. The cause,
the official cause,
of expiration was listed as sudden infant death syndrome. They call it crib death.
Though the child was no longer an infant and no longer slept in a crib.
Mrs. Kravitz donated the corpse of Baby N to science, and she...
Well, she was...
dissected. And her body parts became the subject of a famous study of genetics and spontaneous human mongrelization, funded, of course, by taxpayers' money.
A few people weren't pleased about this.
Clear the streets, stay behind the barriers. Clear the streets, stay behind the barriers.
We say the remains of Baby Ann Angela Kravitz belong to the Sun people.
Free Angela Kravitz!
Free Angela Kravitz!
Free Angela Kravitz!
Free Angela
Kravitz! Free Angela Kravitz!
The relocation camps,
not to be confused with concentration camps,
were set up in abandoned racetracks, livestock exhibition halls, and nuclear silos. Each family was identified.
Jones, state your number.
Jones family, number 13660. No one was hurt or harmed.
Even with Caucasian negatives behind barbed wire, things were...
well, a little confusing.
The one-drop rule was a bureaucratic nightmare. More Americans were behind wire than in free states. Every day, the government processed thousands of racial reclassifications. Sometimes folks turned other folks in just because they didn't like the way their breath smelled.
Psst, psst, hey, hey, psst, hey, hey, is your ears dirty? Is you black?
Something had to be done to bring order and common decency back to the heartland.
Generals, we cannot afford, in the interest of international military and economic competition, to have these Caucasian negatives in these here camps, see? Power, see, is ultimately more important than the color business. So your daughter's a Negro? What do I care? As long as I can exploit her as cheap labor and send her to fight for her country.
Bullseye, General. I say we pardon them. Give them mandatory draft, and how about absolutely no financial recompensation,
Good deal, gentlemen. Decided.
But it was too late.
Alas.
A Christian fundamentalist sect known as the Lambs of White Christ saw the release of Caucasian negatives to be a sign of the final judgment day. The Lambs took it upon themselves to cleanse America. And early one Sunday morning, they led a mass rite of self-immolation.
To make it plain, they set fire to themselves.
America will be cleansed.
The whites burned.
And with them went the colors, the trees, and every last toaster oven, microwave, waffle maker, and steam iron. Lo and behold,
some did survive.
Good morning. Welcome to the Swirls Unification Ministry. We are an authentic biracial community operating communes in the Northwestern Territories.
We are not black.
We are not white.
We are biracial. We are the survivors. We are the chosen. We are sorry, but we cannot offer shelter to those who do not fit this designated category. Please do not trespass any further. We are the chosen. We are the new race. We are the new master race. New master race.
This is the voice of reason, objectivity, and truth.
And this is the voice of mirth.
And we are speaking to you from the heartland.
America, the beautiful, the unsoiled.
Where difference is valued.
We enjoy each other's culture.
And race is not a factor.
In fact, race is just a masquerade, a costume, a disguise, a myth, a parlor game.
An idea whose time has come and gone.
Welcome to the neighborhood, Mr. Jones.
We don't desecrate gravestones. Our policemen know when and when not to use human heads for batting practice.
And if you think there's something wrong here in America, perhaps you need to look deep within yourself.
Yes, perhaps it's just a self-esteem problem.
Look deep within yourself and forgive.
Whatever America has done, forgive her.
Forgive me.
America, I forgive you.
I forgive you, America.
America, we forgive you.
I'm Angela Kravitz. And I just wanted to say, America, I forgive you.
You just heard Ethnic Cleansing by Lisa Jones, broadcast by New American Radio.